I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sudan has denied all responsibility for dropping four bombs on a South Sudan refugee camp. Still, this incident, alongside ongoing conflicts, has caused fear for war. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains.
There is a conflict zone between those two lines where both countries claim that territory, both countries claim the people and the property and the resources in that band. And so the recipe for conflict is there.
Next, the Ship Ministry of Operation Mobilization has had a busy year. The Logos Hope spent time in many of the countries where the world saw the Arab Spring bring down entire governments. OM's Miles Tave says the ship was in Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, the United Arab Emirates, before it headed to Sri Lanka, India, and now Malaysia. Tave says they have a couple of needs. One is for a marine engineer. The other need?
We are looking for young people, and we actually probably have fewer American young people on board now than we have for many, many years. So we are looking for people to come for 2 years.
And you wouldn't think that $25 would have much of an impact on a child, much less an entire family. But that's exactly what can happen as you get involved with Russian Ministry's Project Hope. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says,
Project Hope is to empower the evangelical church in Russia to provide resources for them so that they will be able to pack those gifts of hope for children and will deliver to those needy children over Russian Christmas time in December and January.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.